little bit of Ray, the best bits.
This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Ray's here, Joe Peace there.
Hi.
Annette Freeman Nettie's over there.
Hi there.
Decluttering. This was an article we were looking at last week about the very... I thought there was just throw... Get a skip and just throw stuff out. And then there was Marie Kondo who was doing the... Was she big during lockdown or there was...
Yeah, she was kind of before lockdown, I think. Yeah.
I think a lot of people took the chance of being at home to do a clear out. The amount of skips, particularly the first few months of lockdown, the amount of skips that you'd see outside of people's houses. They were finally clearing out the shed, clearing out the attic, and Marie Kondo was a big she was a big part of that. But the one that struck fear into me was Swedish death cleaning.
Yes.
Look, what is it?
It's not as morbid as it sounds, okay? So the art of Swedish death cleaning is a way of routinely organising your life. And it's decluttering your belongings with the intention of keeping only what you need and value the most so that your loved ones aren't left with the burden of decluttering after you depart this earth. Now, it's, yeah, you kind of, you're meant to be doing it all along your life, not like right at the end. And there's a book based on it. There's a TV series based on it. But it's kind of like adopting the thing that like you're just holding on to what you need. You
the essentials.
The essentials.
Right. So
and living this minimalistic lifestyle that, you know, everybody sees online, these lovely, nice, clean surfaces.
That's what I often think when I'm looking at these, or even that home of the year, the final home when the year's on tonight. And you look at it and you go, where do they put their stuff? I have a friend who got her house done last year, the year before, and she got one of these lads in, these, you know, architect, fancy schmancy architects, everything. It's done. It looks absolutely gorgeous. And she sent me photographs. And I said, well, yeah, well, where do you put your stuff? Like empty shelves with nothing on them. It's like, where do you put your stuff?
Like when you open one of those presses, things fall out.
That's it. Or they need to get a storage unit for all the stuff they have because they can't have it in their fancy house. So death cleaning then, and I suppose it's an element then of, it makes you mindful or makes you appreciate what you have because you could go at any minute. And then if you wake up every day and think, well, I'm going to appreciate life today and I'll only have what I need. That's all that's going to be left behind.
It's kind of, I suppose, like if your house went on fire, like what exactly do you need? What are really the essential things that you need to day to day? Like that's what the method is about, the death or the Swedish death cleaning method. That's what essentially
you put
it's about.
Me on the spot there now. Yeah. Alexa, I suppose.
Alexa, yeah.
That'd be it.
Right, then. That's it.
Yeah. Stuff that's valuable. Wedding rings.
Kids, dog, wife.
Kids, dog.
Well, Alexa's there anyway. I'm sure we're working on this. Right, look, we've got all afternoon, 087, etc. You know the deal. And then the other, then, so what's Marie Kondo then? What's her version
of it?
Okay,
so she's probably the one that's synonymous with this minimalistic lifestyle and clearing out and decluttering. And it's her method encourages to tidy by category, so not by location. Because everything you would be told is like, okay, so, you know, start with the sitting room, then go to the bathroom, then. But she's kind of saying, no, you begin with, you know, your bulk of books or your DVDs or your clothes. And, you know, you only hold on to the things that speak to your heart, Ray, and spark joy, which is essentially kind of overlapping with the Swedish death. Go on, what sparks joy?
Well, I'm just thinking, well, you mentioned the DVD collection. We've got the Friends box set, never watched because we watch it on streaming. We've got the Frasier box set. We've got the Seinfeld box set. None of those discs are ever going to be in a player ever again.
But you want to hold on to them.
I'm never going to get rid of them.
I'm the same about Trainspotting. I have the DVD to Trainspotting.
We have it at home, yeah.
I don't want to let that go. I did a clear out and I kept that and a DVD about a live Beyonce show in the Roseland Ballroom in New York City, which I can't see. And I don't even have a DVD player.
No, this is it. No, we don't have, because we watch everything on streaming now. We've no intention of actually watching this stuff. But it meant so much. These DVDs meant so much to us. I've got all of the Matrixes. That's never going to be watched.
And a lot of those are bad films.
Yeah, well, only the first one is worth watching. I wouldn't watch that. It's crazy. Are you a hoarder? Would you hoard stuff or hold on to stuff?
Oh, I do. Yeah.
What have you got?
What have I got? So I've the entry card to Disneyland Paris from a school tour in second year from St. Louis.
We've got a Disney ticket. We've got our first ever trip to Disney when we were just going out together. I've still got the tickets for the Euro Disney, yeah.
Space Mountain had just opened and it's a little blue card and it's got Space Mountain in it. I've all my old primary school reports.
Just in case.
I don't know if my mother knows I took them. Sorry, Mum. Lots of tickets for old Mayo games, iconic championships, all of the stubs, like, you know, when you pre having your virtual ticket on your phone or whatever.
And they all speak to you. They speak to
my soul. Yeah. I had an idea of like putting them all in a frame and like, you know, doing something creative
We'll do that at some stage.
In retirement.
Not every object has sentimental value. Not every object speaks to you. If you approach it that way, you're going to end up with a house that's absolute disaster.
That's my house.
Yeah. I kept all my wedding cards. Everyone who sent us a card for our wedding, I kept all the cards.
Jesus, I think I'm a hoarder. I've kept every single card ever. I'm not joking.
I mean,
the children's birthday, they're all in a massive box. Matthew's birthday was on Monday, last Monday. And he got, I don't know, a dozen cards from, you know, friends and relatives and whatever. And they're all in a row in the kitchen. Mm. And then in about another week, I'll go along and I'll grab them all and put them into one lump. And I'll take that lump and I'll stick it in a box, which is in my office study, my playroom. And that box is full now. And I'm just stuffing cards. I'm talking 20 years worth of cards that will never be looked at. They're all in a box.
Do you know what's hard to give up as well? Their artwork. I've been caught dumping their artwork and they've taken it out of the bin. It's never a good look. Mammy's dumping your artwork here.
The key to that is take it straight to the green bin outside. Never, don't put it on the green bin inside, or the recycling bin inside, because that's where you're going to get caught.
Do you know when I started thinking about this, about stuff that I've kept, I thought of something really just, I can't believe I'm going to say this in the national airwaves, about this is disgusting. I kept the umbilical cord clamp from both the girls'
parts. Oh my God, I thought you were going to say you kept the cord itself.
What does that look like?
Oh my God, it's a crusty. I kept it in with the birthday cards.
Hold on a second. There's a bit of the
cord. Oh, no. You dirty beggar. No. Where have you got it kept?
It's like Frankenstein's lair or something. Jesus.
It's on the fridge. Is it preserved in like spirits or something? What?
It's in their baby boxes.
What? Do they give you that?
Well, you see, you kind of, like, obviously they send you home from the hospital with the clamp on.
It's still attached.
And then it just falls off. And I obviously, in my delusion, my post-baby delirium, postpartum anxiety, I was like, I can't let this go. I must put it in a box.
And you've got, is it just the one you've got?
No, the two.
You've got the two clamps.
The two separate baby boxes.
You never know where they're going to come in handy.
Yeah, look, I could frame it for their 21st.
Yeah.
Write a little poem.
Or do you know what they're very handy for, actually? You know, if you've got a packet of ham in the fridge.
And it's not one of the resealable ones.
Just a little clamp.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!